something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our first show of a brand new year, Bot.
We play our favorite new game, Trailers.
And we play a game with Joe and Gino Vannelli called Debatin'. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello!
97, it's Connor.
It's here.
It's Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid.
It's a new year, and Connor's here. Number 97, Bot.
20 years old, and everybody knows who he is.
I'm going to tell you something. It is hard as it is to be a teenager in the National Hockey League, it is maybe harder to find a window of an hour in your home over the holidays where things are quiet enough to bang out a potty.
Yeah, it's easier to score 4 goals in an NHL game than find an hour over the holidays to do a TNT potty, let alone
4 goals.
The first 2017 pod of the year.
Feels good.
Happy New Year, Bot.
And to you.
Yeah.
And to you. Is your tree still up?
It is. Of course it is.
What do you mean, of course? We took ours down like the 28th.
No, you did not.
Yeah. Well, then maybe it was the 30th.
I think ours is going to make it till Valentine's Day.
No.
I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of, it's still got that horniness when you turn the lights on every day.
Oh, I know. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So do you have a designated date where you take your tree down or just like you'll know when it's time?
There's no date. That's for sure.
But everything in Ontario is different because your kids aren't back at school yet.
No. The kids go back next on Monday coming up. So, yeah. But again, they didn't get off till like the 22nd of December. So,
well, neither did my kids, but they were back the 3rd.
I thought your kids were off like the week before Christmas.
I don't think so. No, I think it was like the Wednesday before Christmas.
Because I remember going, how come your kids are home already? The Wednesday before. But literally, like, my kids got, like, 2 days before Christmas, they got off the Friday.
Well, if we really want to drill down on it, I think Indy was homesick for a couple of days.
That's right.
And there was a storm day in the last week, too.
Yeah, and my kids were all sick, and they're still get sick. Everybody's sick. This is, like, the worst winter ever for flus and stomach flus and the shits. It's been awful.
It has certainly gone through our house, too. Indy was quite sick over the holidays. Man, that is scary when your kid is like a charcoal briquette.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. She won't take medicine. Yeah. So we've tried like, put it in juice. And she's like, man, I think there's medicine in that. Jeez. And I made some frozen Jell-O pops. I don't even know if it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I froze Jell-O with medicine in them. And she was like, meh, I don't really like those. They taste medicine-y.
Maybe she's into the Christian Science.
Well, you try... It's funny you would say Christian Science because I'd never heard of that until moments ago when I just watched Trevor Wilson's set on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was born Christian Science.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
How is that? Break your leg and you don't even know about that.
Break your leg and you don't even get to go to the doc.
How do you know about Christian Science?
I've just grew up hearing about it. Just awful. Like, it's really hardcore, man. I think James Hetfield from Metallica grew up with that, too.
Really?
Yeah, like if he broke his arm or something, they just like, yeah, well, God will do its service and don't mess with it.
Christian Science is the new torn meniscus, because 6 months ago I'd never heard about a torn meniscus, and then all of a sudden 4 people in 1 week had a torn meniscus. Now suddenly, literally in 4 minutes, I've heard about this Christian Science twice.
Oh. So how's your new year feeling, though? How's things going over there?
It's really good. Like,
it's literally, it's freezing today here. We're burling in the cold.
It's been weird weather-wise, because it'll be like minus 10, and there's a foot of snow on the ground, and then it'll go to plus 12, and everything will melt, and then it'll get cold, and it'll freeze. It's been so fluctuating.
Yeah.
It's been so fluctuating lately. Like my bod Bruce, who has Onslow Gardens, the outdoor rink in our neighborhood. There's only been one day that's been good enough for a full-on game.
Oh. Yeah, see, here the rink in the backyard on the lake was like glass just after Christmas, and then all of a sudden it got warm, so it was a little slushy, and then it got super cold and windy, so now it's kind of got some riptides on it, so it's not so flat. Fuckers.
Darn it.
Yeah.
We rented a rink in our neighborhood just as a family to party with some sticks and pucks and skate around with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty reasonable out in this part of the world, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So for less than the price of a cup of coffee a day, if a few folks go in on it, you can rent a rink. And man, there's something about skating in this country at this time of year.
Are you doing it like Rocky on the date styles with Adrian, like just cruising around?
Was sort of. There was designated sticks and pucks at one end.
Oh.
And then there was some figure skatey, learning to skatey at the other end. So I kind of partied back and forth. This is an interesting thing about life. And my friend James Boyd is well-known in hockey circles. Everyone calls him Boydie. Used to coach the Belleville Bulls. Used to coach the Mississauga Steelheads and is now the general manager.
Okay.
Several years ago, they had a Russian player come in for a morning. Mm-hmm. It was one of those, like, he did one practice and they traded him away. And Boydie had these skates. And he was like, you might as well take the skates because they're really no good to us. They're molded to his feet and whatever. So they're really high-end skates.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I bought a $99 pair of Nike skates.
Yeah.
They're like skating with pillows strapped to my feet. They're so comfortable. And these high-end, heavy-duty, super Russian OHL skates crush my feet.
For sure. That's why, because they're made for Dolph Lundgren's foot, not you.
Is that why?
I think so, yeah.
I like that Dolph Lundgren is your default Russian. But do you think they're molded to his feet and that's why they're uncomfortable on me?
Yeah, maybe he's got a bunion or something and it's just not working out for you.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
See, not to brag, but I have a narrow heel, so usually I don't run into things being uncomfortable because if anything, it would just be wiggly or roundy.
You got like the wavy model heat feet.
Yeah.
The long
and flat. My grape stompers are flat and they are size 12 and have been since grade 4 or 5. Taggart, there's breaking news.
Have you heard what that theory that flat, like a low arch is equivalent to low intelligence? Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah. No.
They say high arch, high intelligence, low arch, and you're like caveman.
I thought for sure you were going to tie it to my horn somehow.
No. They said that's some low arch, some flat arch motherfuckers over there getting into trouble on the corner.
I can see hunched guys with long arms being unintelligent.
They show the kid with the high arch walking into Oxford University.
Is that really a thing or are you making that up?
No, it's just this theory. I don't know. I heard it. Yeah, I didn't make it up.
What do you got for arches, bud?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What size are your feet?
9.5. I got like a sample size foot. Classic sample size.
Yeah, perfect.
But I think they might be higher than lower.
Carol and I went to Nashville a couple weeks ago, and at Marshall's, there was a pair of 19 Nikes.
What?
Those 19. Are some big feet. Yeah, and they were on clearance, too. Like, for all the people with size 19 feet
to
come in.
You just buy those for, like, a prop in the house?
Yeah, just for comedy's sake. Put them on with your shoes on already. Tiger, yeah. There's breaking news that we need to share with the people.
What?
I got an email from Brad Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
As expected, Brad Roberts did hear the... that we did on the show,
yeah.
Took it in the in the spirit with which we intended it, which was loving tribute, not mockery.
Yeah.
And sent a really insightful email, first of all, which I thought was really cool. Secondly, it was expound upon some of the things that we had said.
Okay.
The chorus for that song... he just roughed it in because he couldn't think of any words to put in the place of
Yeah.
So when he played the demo for the band, they were like, oh, that sounds cool. Let's leave it like that. So they did. And then, you know, the
it's the same. Where the whole the boat starts coming apart from the low end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the same refrain, but with your mouth open.
Yeah. But
that was kind of neat.
So instead of it's
Yeah. Like a revelation of sorts.
I would like to know more further upon the reason of the chorus being that way, more the volume and the microphone that he had to use to capture that low end.
I suppose you'd have to have specific settings on it, wouldn't you?
I wonder if he's like been like when he like if he lived in an apartment at one time, people would complain about the booming bass coming
right.
from the
He's downstairs. Doing vocal warm-ups.
Or if he's up all night talking.
Bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee.
No, or even just conversation. Talking in the middle of the night in Winnipeg.
Okay, you're Brad Roberts' girlfriend, and I'm Brad Roberts, and pretend okay. we're just catching up. Oh, and you're telling me about some girl at work who's driving you crazy.
Okay.
So I just got home from Costco, and it's just so annoying. Like, this girl just wouldn't stop. She wanted this Purell and so much Purell. I'm sick and tired of dealing with these people. I can't handle it, Brad. You want something to, you want something to eat? Want some juice?
Light down!
It's the people downstairs.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have a quiet dinner. What if, here's a notepad. Maybe Brad could write what he's feeling about what you say down and pass it over the table to you.
Grabbing a broom and pounding it on the roof.
Quiet hours after 9 p.m. That's the other, the first piece of breaking news. The other piece of breaking news is we've been lining up some gigs that are actually going to blow people's Canadianity mind.
Yeah.
And beyond that, we can't really say, but... Yep. Suffice to say, we'll be appearing at an iconic event with surrounded
godly legends.
Godly legends. Godly Canadianity legends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're psyched. And we're psyched. We'll let you know when we can let you know.
Yeah.
It will be a great summer. That's all I know.
Tex, there's a woman at my bank, and this is a little thing, but it's something that comes up fairly often because I spend quite a bit of time in my bank. I'm one of those people, I like to go to the bank, and especially if I'm making a deposit of a check. A customer service representative told me once, if you're going to deposit a check that's over like a couple $1,000 or in a different currency, you probably want to do that face to face.
Okay.
So even though it's old school, does your bank have the, like, you can just take a picture of the check and you Snapchat it or whatever and that counts?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really go into banks.
I kind of like the bank because the lineup of people that you see at the bank is not a lineup of people that you see just anywhere nowadays.
Really?
What do you do to not go to the bank?
Well, everything's on the phone now. You can do everything on those apps.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so Carol does most of the banking.
What kind of people are in the lineup?
Like people that wear pajama bottoms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like they're wearing Guitar Hero pants and
like. Yeah. And blue hairs, like senior citizen folks. They're in the bank.
Yeah.
Folks that maybe, you know, get their check in the mail that morning and have
people
been really expecting it.
People that are across the board untrustworthy, maybe?
Well, probably some contractor types who might be dealing a little bit in cash.
Okay.
Some of those folks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a woman that works at my bank, and this is the move. You get to the front of the line, and she says, come on over. And you go over, and she says, I'm just going to need a couple minutes.
Oh.
And the first time, it's like, okay, no problem. Wait. Yeah, don't wave me over. Like, take all the time you want, but don't wave me over till you're ready to take me.
That's
so
annoying.
It's happened three or four times that she'll say, come on over. I'm just going to need a minute.
Come
like, as if
me.
I'm pushing up in her personal space. But she wants to claim the person at the front of the line. So the last time it happened, I let the person behind me go. And I made up some, like, oh, I need a second to get organized. So I let them go. And sure enough, the person that waved me over was ready. And I was finished my banking before the other person.
Because she did the selective, like, come on over and watch me wait.
Yeah, come on over. I'm just going to need a minute.
Yeah.
You don't wave someone over till you're ready, bud. It's just, it's simply not done.
Don't do that. Stop doing that, lady.
Stop What's doing her that, name? Lady Jam? At the bank. No, but she's,
Can I have a guess? Do you know her name?
I don't.
Okay.
But you can guess her hair. Guess her hair.
Guess her hair?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, bank hair is kind of similar to, like, third grade teacher hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, long but not too, like, straight, just past the shoulders?
Yeah, a little shorter than that.
Yeah, I got it.
Bangs.
Really thin hair?
Yeah. Yes, and, like, frosted tips?
Frosted tips?
Kind of frosted tips, too. Like, I might work in a bank, but it doesn't mean I've lost all my cool.
Oh, nice. All right.
Like, that kind of thing.
Pantsuit?
Not that fancy. Like, floral print blouse.
All right.
And, like, those, they look like khaki pants, but no pockets on them.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Maybe an elastic waist.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And glasses that there's a tint at the top, but by the time you get to the bottom, there isn't.
Well, those are kind of like in the wheels glasses.
Yeah.
Realm a little.
Yeah,
bit.
But yeah, but funky female frames. Wheels.
The 80s woman glasses.
Yeah.
Like a John Hughes glasses movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I'm trying to think who else had those glasses other than Wheels. I think Wheels is the best reference for them.
Yeah, definitely. Wheels and Tom Hankey.
Tom Hankey glasses. Tom Hankey could be Wheels' dad.
Yeah, no, what?
Tom
Hankey, oh God.
Jeremy, Edward Encarnacion is gone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's shit. I think it's shitty. I think even though like there was weirdness of like the initial Jays offer and what he eventually got from Cleveland, it just seems typical Blue Jays of like a couple years ago where you have all the success and or any success or last year, you know, they've made tons and tons of dough, but it just flows back to Rodgers instead of in reinvesting that into the team. And I just could see it happening, and it seems like that's what's going on. And where they could have probably, you know, maintained their roster and tried to fill in some holes by spending more money, it just seems like they're trying to work with what they have, and it smells of corporate rankness, and I'm not liking where this is going this year, to be honest.
Who are the, in your mind, like this, who are the key pieces that we absolutely should not part with? Was Edwin one?
I could see what, you know, the thing about Edwin or even Bautista, like if you let them go, then you have to replace them. And there's going to be no replacing, you know, it's not going to happen like a couple, you know, if you see other teams, you know, padding what they have and making moves like Boston and New York, it looks like they're trying to come back into the 1-2 in the AL East, and the Jays just kind of are falling behind, and it's a bummer, because what I don't think Rodgers realize, or maybe they don't even give a shit about, is just the fact that if the Jays aren't a winning team with a capital W, people will start not coming quickly, and that place will be half full again, you know?
Ghost town. So,
yeah, so I don't know. If this turns into a 500 team again, people will just not give a shit again, and that sucks.
So who can we not lose?
Well,
Tulo, Pilar, Donaldson.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, I mean, you got to think about those players. I mean, if those players for the last 2 years have felt like they're on one of the best chances to win a World Series team. You know, like it feels like it's competitive and getting better. But those players will start looking elsewhere if it starts to sink a bit, you know.
What will?
So it's just the House of Cards effect will happen, where it's just not, why would Donaldson want to stick around or Tulo or any of those guys if this team becomes fourth in the AL East again, you know?
Anyway, they're all going to peace.
Let's hope something happens. I just don't think it will, and it's a little frustrating for a baseball fan in this city.
You're not kidding, Jeremy Taggart. Yeah. Let's take a break on TNT 97.
Huh?
C'est 99.
Yes.
It's time to take a break on TNT 97, and we're going to play a new game with Gino and Joe. Did we decide on a name? Joe Pinions?
Debating,
that's it. Debating with the Vanellis. And we have to talk about where we're going to do our 100th episode, because that's a big deal, Bob.
Yeah.
And it's sneaking up.
Okay.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, s'il vous plaît, please direct your attention to Jeremy Taggart. À Jeremy Taggart.
I like when things are made French that aren't. We can't announce it yet, but we've been asked to host a Canada Day thing. And I was just explaining to Jeremy that because it's a very official day, it's going to be the most kind of straight hosting gig we've ever done. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît, please, direct your attention to the stage. Regardez à la stage, s'il vous plaît. And it's usually like, there's usually a super English host and a hyper French host. Like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mary Stevens and Pierre-Marc Golajalon. Good afternoon, Pierre-Marc. Good afternoon. Isn't it exciting to be here on Canada Day? Oui, c'est certainement excité d'être ici pour la journée du Canada. It's like scripted forced banter in two languages. I'm hungry. Moi aussi j'ai faim. Good thing there's maple syrup here. Oui, il y a du sirop d'érable ici. And everything has to be recapped in the other language, just like an Air Canada video, which is why comedically it's really hard to get the timing right. Wouldn't you like to be swimming right now? Oui, je voudrais faire la natation ici.
So, I'll just have to, you know, to me in my head, it'll just be one long skit.
Well, let's practice right now. You start, and I'll do the French part.
Okay. Hello. How are you today?
Comment ça va?
Beautiful day, isn't it?
C'est pas mal beau ici.
We're not going to get through it. Keep going.
Great to see you all here today together.
Oui, certainement. Bon fête, Canada, tout le monde, ici.
We have a wonderful day. Great day full of events for everyone.
On a beaucoup de musique cet après-midi, là.
This is a time to get together as a city and welcome some of our finest individuals to the stage.
C'est journée du Canada ici, et on est spécialement heureux d'être ici avec vous cet après-midi.
You're not going to do that.
Yes, I am.
It is that.
That's the gig. Look over there. It's the lieutenant governor.
Again, just to be clear, the exits are clearly marked. You are safe today.
S'il faut que vous allez aux salles de bain, elles sont par là, puis par là aussi.
Refreshments to the back right, from my stage. Merchandising on the left.
Le merchandise est sur le droite, par là-bas.
It's a day of peace.
My problem is, I'm going to speak in a terrible Franglais accent. And when I speak English, I'm going to speak with a French accent. I can hear myself already. Bon, Jeremy, it's Canada Day, as you know. And so that's why we're here to help the people celebrate.
Wow.
Bon, c'est une bonne journée pour la barbecue, là. Si vous voulez manger un hamburger ou un hot dog.
I think now that we've got enough time to relax and prepare for it.
Yeah, but I'm just warning you. That's what it is. That's the gig. anything government-sponsored with government dough in both official languages from coast to coast to coast has to represent everybody as it should, as Canada does.
Just got to get together and hang out.
But, like, Disney is too blue for the crowd we'll be working.
Well, when you see little kids, it's hard to do anything anyway.
It's true. You said that today, it's been a couple of days since we recorded the first part of 97.
Yes.
You said that today is a snowstorm day.
Oh, man.
But it's an optional skate.
It's an optional skate.
Buses are canceled, but the kids went to school.
Because the school's like 35-second walk from the house or a minute away, right? Real close. So if it's a snow day, it just means there's, you know, either if it's really bad, then it's no big deal. But they were sick a lot over the holidays, so it's kind of a chance to chill out and, you know, catch up a little bit.
So they did good. They want to go, or did you want them to go?
Oh, they didn't want to go. They wanted to stay home.
Right.
They weren't fighting about it, but they were like, ah, come on. But once they were on their way, they were fine. And they do enjoy it because it's like they just sit around and watch movies all day.
Super fun.
Like, if they stay home, they start getting bored after a while. And they're like, oh, okay. School's actually not so bad.
It's the inside of your nose crystallizes cold here.
Yeah, you just got what we just had. So this snowstorm's going. It started at 4 in the morning, and it's like still rocking, like that movie Affliction with Nick Nolte. Remember when it's all snowing all the time?
Yeah, and what was that the Billy Bob Thornton movie where he was that one where he was in the woods?
You're thinking Simple of the Plan? Simple Plan one?
Yeah. Simple Plan, sound check, except. I'm sorry, I can't be. Maybe we should host Canada Day like Simple Plan.
Yeah. Break it
Happy
up.
Canada Day.
You sing only. You can only sing in English.
It's the only way I can speak English without an accent.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day. There's things I want to say. It'd be funny if your voice was low when you spoke English. Mais quand tu parles français, c'est comme là, c'est... Like, I don't understand. Why does it go up an octave?
Hey, remember we were talking, I just remembered now. We were going to do Gino and Joe. Debating. Debating.
We were going to do Gino and Joe debating.
Debating. And I don't know, we could probably do that in the next segment.
Okay.
But we came up with this new game on our News Talk 1010 show. We were just messing around, talking about the Golden Globes. And we came up with this kind of game called Trailers, where it's just we lampoon the idea of a trailer.
Well, part of the challenge was we were trying to pick winners in categories for movies that we hadn't seen.
Yeah, so we were just guessing what happened in the movie.
Key lines of dialogue and accents from certain places. Because it started with Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, Manchester by the Sea. And it turned into, I'm going to lose my job at Newbery Comics. How am I going to pay for this kid?
This kid needs a father. That's the only line I remember. Yeah. This kid needs a father. And I think we made that line up. And also, sometimes in life you make choices, and sometimes life chooses you. Because there's always some super simple line that makes you think, oh yeah, that is what life is like.
We don't really know why we're here. But in the end, it somehow makes sense.
And then there are key songs that they play in movie trailers. Yeah. Let's talk about the rules of the game. Yeah. Are you going to play a song and then I start into the trailer?
Well, we can tie one together in a way where it's like you lead it into the next jam.
Okay.
You know, and it can be a fun fictional movie like perhaps our own very Andrea in them film.
They get a movie already.
Yeah,
nice.
They get a movie.
Yeah, it's a spinoff movie.
It's a movie. So, I mean, I don't know how everything is always amplified like a million. Instead of going out and getting coffee, you know, you're getting attacked by some other city. Or there's like freak actions happening in her life comparatively. Life-changing moments on every step. Because it's a movie, right?
It's funny that you should say that, because on the drive home from taking the girls to school this morning, there was a Purolator's truck broken down on the side of the road.
Oh, nice.
And I did think in that moment, it had kind of a Fargo quality, like long, icy, deserted road.
Yeah.
Purolator's truck broken down.
She breaks down the truck and it's her fault, though. And she's a big cover-up. Doesn't know what to do.
But did the truck break down, or really did she break down on the side of the highway? Okay, so it's a trailer for an Andrea and Them movie.
Yeah, you play out the characters with different jams.
Okay. And so all the characters in their universe should be represented.
Yeah.
Okay. And it has to start with something unexpected happening.
Of course.
Okay.
You ready?
So, am I the movie trailer voiceover guy, or I'm Andrea, I guess, and you're Laramie?
Yeah, we can each throw out the character, and then
okay,
if need be, I can throw in a voice too, if we need some narration.
So, do I start, or does the song start?
The song starts.
Okay.
I'm just gonna make sure we got plenty of volume here.
Okay, here's what we do.
What?
I start by saying, Taggart and Torrance Studios proudly presents, and then you kick the track.
Okay. That's how we start it?
Yeah. Are you ready, bud?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Taggart and Torrance Studios proudly presents. Laramie! I've never done shrooms before. Are they ever making me feel right friggy, but I feel like I can dance like a butterfly.
Don't worry. It'll be fine, Andrea. Just relax. You feel
Andrea?
Hey, Andrea.
Laramie.
You look weird.
Andrea and Laramie were roommates and friends until one day an unexpected occurrence happened that changed the course of their history. Laramie, are you home?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got a job in California, bud.
What?
Come with me.
I gotta tell you something.
What's that now?
Andrea, I'm not really a guy.
Well, I gotta tell you something. My job offer's in California, New Brunswick, just outside of St. John. Does that change the color of the water for you at all?
I'm sick and tired of all this stuff. This means war, Andrea.
Gary Lake, you can settle the frig down. We're taking the Cavalier and driving to St. John. I don't give a frig what you say.
Taggart and Torrance Pictures presents Andrea and Them.
Laramie. I need to pee, bud. Laramie, are you sleeping behind the wheel? Look out!
Oh, man.
I don't even understand what happened.
That's a fun game.
Here's what I think happened. Andrea and Laramie were really having fun. They like to go on the dance floor and hang out and experiment with drugs. That's a new layer.
Yeah.
Then she came home, he told her he was not a man, and she told him she got a job in California, New Brunswick, so they decided to hit the road around the time Gary Lake evicted them.
No, or started a war with somebody.
So Gary Lake was on their side, and he was coming on the road trip?
I don't know. You don't know. It's some, you know how movies all of a sudden take the big left turn? It's got action, it's got comedy, it's
suspense.
Got drama.
The only thing it doesn't have is romance.
Well, I think that's the moment when things change, when things try and get intimate with Laramie and Andrea.
So do you think now that...
It's him saying that in bed with her.
And then they start smashing pissers? Oh, Don't think you're going to come crawling here smashing pissers with me, mister. It's a terrible expression.
That's what she says. Well, that starts.
Yeah. Just because you bought me a plate of nachos and crawled into bed because the heat's broke doesn't mean we're going to be doing that. I'm not ready for Laramie to be a woman.
I don't know. Maybe he says something else, like I'm a vampire or something.
I could see Laramie pretending to be a woman if there was some, like, government benefit. Like, what was the movie with Adam Sandler and Paul Blart where they pretended to be a couple so they could get a thing? I don't even remember what it was. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Chuck and Larry. Oh, my God.
I could see, like, Laramie, you got the hair for it. Let's pretend we're a couple. You're a girl and I'm a girl.
Oh, man. Hey, so remember, we're talking about the snow days, so no buses today. Did you, I was a bus kid. Were you a bus kid? I never walked to school.
Ever in your whole time going to school?
Not, like, until high school, yeah. Well, no, actually, later, like, when I moved to Barrie, that's when I finally could walk to school, but that was, like, late. Most of the time, it was the big, long bus ride. Sometimes you're picked up first, you know, that one out in the country?
Yeah, at 6:15?
I think it was almost an hour or something. An hour early.
Were you a back of the busser?
Not really. I was, like, just sitting on the bus so long, your head's resting into the front seat guy. You know what I mean? Like, you lean down and just...
Yeah, there's a dent.
Try and get a shutdown.
I remember when I was sick on the bus.
You ever get sick on the bus?
Like, you vomited?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Into what? Your knapsack?
For some reason, I was like, I was just going to hurl. You know, like, when you're all hot and you don't feel good? And I had no time to run to the front or anything, and I just... fired it right down under my feet. And
did anyone see?
One kid saw and felt bad for me, so they're like, oh, sorry, I didn't say nothing.
That was a bud move.
It was a bud move, yeah, because it wasn't like it was sloshing around on anyone's feet. It was just staying put.
When my parents got separated when I was in grade 2, I went from walking through the field across the street to our school to having to take the bus. I used to go to Sherwood Elementary School, and then I went to West Kent.
Yeah.
And the first day I got on the bus to go to West Kent, as if it wasn't weird enough, your folks getting split up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I got on the bus, and all the kids were used to taking the bus, and they all had their assigned seats, and there was one seat available, and it was next to a piece of human fecal matter. Like there was a piece of poo on the seat.
Somebody shit on the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And everyone was watching, like, what's he going to do? There's the only seat. There's a piece of poo in it. And the bus driver was like, sit down, because he couldn't leave till I was sitting down.
No.
So I had to sit down beside the piece of poo for the whole trip to school.
Somebody shit in the seat and moved?
Yeah. Either that or it was the most convincing, like, pass me your Jell-O pudding. Yeah. But I'm going to say it was real.
How about the kids around? Don't sit in the... He's going to sit in the shit.
Yeah.
They were all looking at you?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt you.
And then you're like, hey, you're the guy who had to sit on the shit or sit by the shit all day.
Yeah, it's how you get that reputation first day of school.
Hey, there's shitter.
But you know how if you knew then what you knew now, you would say to the driver, dude...
Somebody shit in the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, the driver's like, sit down. You have to sit. I can't leave until you sit down.
But somebody shit in here.
Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't you throw that out? You're grade 2, I guess. You just didn't want to get in the whole scene.
Yeah. But it's interesting. Don't you see through the eyes of your children when they're telling stories about things that happened during the day? And your adult problem-solving mind is like, well, why didn't you just do this? But the whole point is they don't have those problem-solving skills yet, so they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your teacher asked you, what'd you do for the weekend? What'd you say? Well, I didn't say anything. Why? Well, because I'm shy.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You just
well,
shut
why didn't
down.
You just say we went for a swim? Well, because I was shy. I could feel my face turning red.
Super shy.
Super shy. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's play some debating with Joe and Gino, and maybe do another movie trailer, because that was fun.
Debating.
Taggart Pitorin's 97 continue après ça. Taggart and Torrens 97 continues after this. Bonne fête, Canada!
Where's my beer chair?
Taggart and Torrens Pictures proudly presents... Hey, Joe, let's go to the pool. It's Montreal in the 70s. We got life by the balls.
You're telling me it's one of my favorite summers I've ever had in my whole life, Gino.
Girls, cars, brios, lasagna, plastic on the couch. What more could anybody want? We got nothing to worry about. I repeat, nothing.
Why are you playing that? You took my last brio.
You gotta work harder if you wanna be in this band, Joe. I can get a piano player anywhere.
Listen, you talk to me all the time like that. I know I got glasses. I write the songs, Gino.
We are not Hall and Oates, okay? We are Vanelli, singular. There's only one.
I'm sick and tired of the way you treat me. I'm sick and tired of the way Dad and Ma talks to me. I'm sick and tired of you, Gino.
Well, if you're sick and tired, you better be more sick and more tired, because that's how you win.
You just gotta hear this song. I got this song, man. It's about your cars, the black cars.
I don't think when I need advice in songwriting, my younger brother's the person I'm gonna go to. We gotta work together like a band of brothers.
Okay, okay. I'll join your band. I'll go on tour with you. We can do this together, Gino.
You're damn right we can. The Vanelli Brothers, coming soon. It was dramatic. Do you know what is really a challenge in trailers? Is coming up with sound bites.
Yeah, to take that, the story along.
Yeah, that punt the story along.
Yeah, for sure.
So, distilled down, it sounds like they had the world by the balls until suddenly Hall & Oates came along and changed the game. And then there was an Izzy in the band, or isn't he? Kind of a power struggle, well, and then yeah, they agreed to work together.
There's a moment where it becomes just Gino Vanelli, and he's like, I can do it alone, but then he asks them to join the band, make it whole again. Although, you know, Joe accepts that he's not the Vanelli Brothers anymore.
If we were really going to do it, there would probably have to be some schmoozy record label guy who was like, Gino, you don't need him. Who's talking about Joe Vanelli? Just sign here.
Or this guy. Look at him. Look at him. Look at yourself and look at Joe.
And there would have to be...
It's difficult to even think about having to market this. It's you, Gino. Figure it out yourself, right? The big executive, like, who could care less about his career.
And then
you want a there chance? Would have to be this is your chance. It's just
the job
Gino.
Where they're working at the soda fountain, and Gino gets a letter, or the guy from the label shows up, and he takes his apron and tells the boss guy to shove it.
Oh my! make your own bagels. Throws the apron at him.
And he would have to have a longtime girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That he just left in the dust.
Yeah, for sure.
And she'd be like, I feel like I don't even know you anymore. I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
No, he gets Joe to tell her that it's not working.
Yeah, Gino wanted me to let you know that he's not going to be able to make it tonight. And then Joe has the heart-to-heart with his girlfriend like, you know what, Kylie? I just hope that you meet a guy that you deserve. Because deep down, he wants it to be him.
Yeah, for sure. And he looks at her, and then she's just like, can you get me a Julius?
Do you know what is a TV show waiting to happen?
What?
Vanelli Brothers animated cartoon. How great would that be? Like Beavis and Butthead, but with the Vanelli brothers. Hey, Ma! Ma! Hey, Ma!
Hey, Ma. Those guys are the best. The best.
It's called Hey, Ma.
That's one thing they always do. The best. Hey, let's play debating. We did the movie. Okay. Let's do debating.
Okay, let's do debating. What are the rules for debating?
It's just them at the dinner table.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. So through casual conversation, hot button topic is going to come up.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we can really make it build so it starts small and then escalates.
Okay.
Because the mom would be like, I know where this is going.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, do you want to be, I'll be the dad and you be the mom as well.
Okay.
And I'm Gino and you're Joe.
All right.
What year is it?
It's like 1990s, right? Late.
Oh yeah, okay, perfect.
Right?
Yeah, they've both gone through separations and they're both living back at home.
Okay. You want to go skating tomorrow, Gino?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Come on, you haven't skated in years. You probably forget.
Yeah, you know what I did? I hung up the skates at the top.
Yeah.
Like Gretzky, I hung up the skates when I was on top. I
hung up the skates. You hung up the skates and everybody cleared the room because they stink. You could never skate and you can't skate. I'm playing this afternoon. Why don't you come play?
This from the guy who plays a beer league. Right? Listen. What are you, fourth line grinder in a fucking beer league?
No, I put pepper in my skates, and I don't wear socks, and I don't even have to tie them up all the way. But you got those buttery ankles when you hit the ice.
Always. Don't you make fun of my microns?
You don't even know anything about hockey. You stick with the shaking your butt for the ladies.
You don't get to keep superstitions like you're some pro and you don't wear socks because that's how you get the good luck. You play in a beer league, Joe.
Yeah, I get goals all the time in that beer league.
What you should have in your life is more goals. You need goals. That's what you need.
You don't know nothing about hockey. You don't know nothing about the legends of the game.
Hey, fellas, that's enough. Can I not just sit and enjoy my breakfast without you used to?
Yeah, you got
to
keep a talking like this.
Please,
you do this to me, you drive
my blood boiling is coming up every time you Goombas talk about anything. It could be Jell-O, it could be cars, it's whatever. Joe thinks this, Gino thinks this.
Stop.
For the love of Christ, I just want to enjoy my dinner.
You know more. That just made it to make my ears bang.
Yeah, you know whatever bang was you against the boards.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
trying to get
exactly.
Your balance on skates.
You figure it out. Hey, listen. You don't even know who the best hockey player of all time is. You don't even know who
that
is.
Oh, like that's even a conversation,
you
Joe.
You don't even
it's
have
It's Wayne
clue.
Gretzky. You can't even
yeah,
spell
right,
Gretzky.
Yeah, right that. See, that tells me that you don't know nothing about hockey. Gretzky.
Well, okay.
Gretzky.
Who's
Gretzky.
Better than Gretzky?
You don't even know. See, even more reason that you don't even know who's better is you don't even know about Mario. You don't know stats. You don't know
what
news.
Super Mario.
You don't know
better
nothing
video
about
game,
it.
Sure, but not better hockey player.
No, he's definitely a better, way better hockey player than the Gretzky. Gretzky can't dangle. He can't dangle.
Joe, honest to God, are you with Rogers? Because you missed a call.
Hey.
That's the worst call I've ever heard. Better than, you're telling me, okay, let me see if I got this straight.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Mario Lemieux was better than Gretzky.
Yeah, well, he was a winner.
To be clear, are you
Mario
talking Brent Gretzky
always
or Keith
was
Gretzky?
The only
or are you
guy
talking
on the,
Wayne Gretzky?
Gretzky always had great guys playing with him. And I tell you what, there's something about Mario. I mean, he gets six points in an All-Star game. Most goals scored in a period. He got four goals in a period. Like, he was a winner. Full on. Mario is... You don't even know nothing about hockey.
Ma, you gonna stand here and listen to this? He's on glue. You're sniffing glue again, Joe. I'm worried about you. Mom, is Yelma's glue missing from the craft cover? Because this guy is sniffing glue. Would you still please just shut your mouth so I can sit and enjoy my dinner? What is wrong with you guys?
You're making me crazy! Listen,
Wayne Gretzky played for the Edmonton Oilers. He played for the LA Kings.
With the greatest people padding his game, taking him out. He had some ankle, beating guys up all the time. I tell you what, Mario did it all by himself.
Where did he play?
He played with... I tell you what.
Answer me this, Joe. Where did Wayne Gretzky play in 1995?
Who gives a shit?
St. Louis. That's where he played. My point is you don't know shit squat about nothing.
He was in St. Louis for a cup of coffee. He was barely there. How about this one? How about this? Who's calling? Oh, yeah, you're going to get Saved by the Bell. You guys, you got to stop.
Maybe it's Mrs. Vanelli's story. You guys, I got the top. Don't make me cry. I like when she puts extra syllables in words. Yeah. Stop. But really, her whole thing is eat. What, you're not going to eat?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You just keep fighting. You can't if you're eating. You're fighting.
Hey, as my mom always said, if there's food in your mouth, you ain't shooting off.
She throws a huge thing of like veal and pasta in between them.
Shut up! She slaps him in the face with a piece of veal.
Shut up!
It's funny. It's funny to talk like them. But it is. It could also be annoying.
What's that?
To talk like Joe and Gino.
It could be annoying?
Yeah.
To talk like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you lived in it, you'd just be used to it and you could tune it out.
That's totally normal, yeah. But they're super loud because obviously Gino being the big singer, it's all pitch.
And it's that style of arguing where you just repeat the thing you're saying over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, how's that work for you, Joe? How's that working for you? Yeah. How's that working for you, Joe? How's that working?
With his big hair and like moving around, shaking his head.
Not advancing the argument. Jeremy Taggart, this is episode 97.
Yeah.
Episode 100 is just around the corner.
Oh, my God, it is.
Where are we going to do it, bud?
Let's do it in Toronto.
Where?
At a Bud House.
Really?
I think so.
Boy.
We'll find a Bud and we'll play it out. Just like the last classic with Andrew Axi. And the
that was a classic. Basement. What a solid group of Buds they were. Yes, we had they some were. Great suggestions. One was Aurelia, for yeah. obvious reasons, because the Gourd is from there.
Yeah.
Another one was At Ronnie's House.
Mm-hmm.
Good suggestion.
Yeah.
Someone suggested we go back to the Bud House, go back to Andrew's. Could be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. It's the funnest part is finding and hearing from all the Buds.
I know. There were some great suggestions last time, too.
Yeah, I think we got to... we just got to keep it... in the same ballpark and... I mean, it would be as great as sometimes we hear like a big elaborate situations. Like, we'll go to some fancy deal and or a bar or something like that. Where that's totally kind of defeats the purpose of the point. It's just trying to find exactly where those people out there that like the show, where they listen to it and that vibe.
To that end, it was awfully exciting to get the book delivered, wasn't it?
Yes.
We got the second pass at the yes. book delivered, and it kind of swings now.
Yeah, it's got a vibe now. It's got a really a cool pickup anywhere quality. That's what kind of I think we wanted from the beginning, was not necessarily something that you have to read from front to back. It's more about just picking up anywhere and hearing little excerpts of Canadianity.
It's a bathroom reader.
Yeah, and our perspective growing up in this country.
Yep. Yeah. And like the podcast itself, it's sometimes sweet and sometimes silly and sometimes a little salty.
Yeah.
And the kind of nice thing was, like the podcast, it has contributions from Buds cross country about hot tips for things to do in different places.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's going to be a nice little read for the bedroom, the bathroom, or the backyard.
Or beyond.
Even.
And we also are still... working out dates for a Western Swing. That's definitely in our plans to do this year.
Ontario and out to the West Coast will be happening in probably the springtime, late spring maybe.
Yeah.
Just we're in the midst of just kind of, I guess, solidifying our live situation and the people that we work with. And there's lots of bods out there that have offered their help. And we've had bods like Nick Zildjian, who's a good friend of ours. A
new Turbo bod. Bod.
Yep. And he, you know, was nice enough to keep help us out for the Atlantic side. And we're dialing it down, the way we get around the country and how things work on our live side.
Zildjian is a name well known in drum circles.
Yes, it is.
Because it's the cymbal factory, right?
Yeah, and Nick's dad was part of that family. So he has a great, rich history. Because it's a huge, between Sabian and Nick's dad, there was a massive amount of influence in Canadian history for Turkish cymbals that are kind of the whole purpose of cymbals everywhere, no matter where they're made, that they kind of historically all started from that country, and it's that country's kind of richest export. And that's like the automotive industry here is like the cymbal industry there. It's just
why massive. What is it about Turkish cymbals?
Well, the history of the artisans and the alchemists that are there, they're just the best in the world. And it's because of the centuries of learning that they've done to cast the iron and make the cymbals and the hammer them. And they're literally from my company, Istanbul Agop, they're literally they've been making cymbals for hundreds of years the same way underneath the ground in like really super hot basements with fire going all the time, to the point where a lot of the employees, like 15 guys down there, just naked because it's so hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like horns out and everything?
Yeah, just like it's too hot to have any clothing. So they're just firing out. Like a friend of mine went to visit there, and they're like, oh, hang on, they got to get dressed before you go down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like, is the Sabian plant in New Brunswick?
What's that?
Is the Sabian plant in New Brunswick?
Yeah, yeah.
So why did the Zildjians and the Sabian folks all end up in New Brunswick? Why is that
I think it's just Turkey? I think they immigrated to Canada. And Zildjian, Armin Zildjian in the States went to Boston. But they all kind of came from the same place.
So if you buy a cymbal, what are the odds that it is from Turkey,
well, the
or
origins,
someone of Turkish descent?
Obviously, if you buy a Zildjian cymbal, it's probably made in Boston area.
So, in the Boston basements.
Yeah.
Where they made Manchester by the Sea starring Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck.
And Michelle Williams.
They want everything, didn't he?
Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea.
That was a really fun movie to try to come up with lines with, because all I knew was a very flimsy premise that he suddenly found himself trying to raise his nephew and he didn't know he was supposed to be a father. I also didn't know that Casey Affleck has a bit of a stink to him, including some sexual assault allegations.
What? Really?
Yeah. Oh. And it was actually a really wild story because it was born out of the time I'd forgotten that he was involved in that Joaquin Phoenix, Are They Joking or Aren't They, mockumentary. Remember when Joaquin Phoenix
was involved in Letterman?
Yeah, and he's playing a character, or was he?
And Letterman wasn't buying it the whole time. That was a classic interview if you get a chance.
Letterman wasn't buying it at all.
No.
But apparently Casey Affleck produced that movie, and he was married to Joaquin Phoenix's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So Joaquin Phoenix is his brother-in-law. And the movie was really irritating to people. Like, people had
no one watched it.
At a real crazy level of,
and nobody was buying his shtick.
Yeah, but it was also, it sounds like behind the scenes that they were really offensive, and certainly the way they treated their women on the crew, those that have charged him allege, was not very nice or kind. What a crazy story.
Yeah.
And the gist of the article that I read was all about how the press or his agents or whoever were able to make all that ugliness go away and kind of rebrand his meteoric rise into Oscar-worthy actor.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I just thought that Letterman interview was really funny, how he's just like, you were still going to go with this, eh? Okay.
And good BS detector.
Has he ever been back?
I can't imagine.
Did he ever have him back on?
I can't imagine. It was like, what's his name? Crispin Glover. When Crispin Glover kicked near his face.
Oh,
you ever
see
that clip?
Yeah, yeah. That was it for him.
Peanut brutal.
Yeah.
Good chatting, bud. I have to go get the girls.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to just sit here and hold down fort till I get the gang here in 20 minutes.
There's 97 in the can, bud. Bon fête to Canada. Happy Canada Day.